The Cleveland Indians are soon to be no more. Cardinals lose and Royals winners on Friday night. Hey everybody, I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom Sports Network. After more than 100 years, Cleveland's MLB team will be changing their name to the Guardians. The Associated Press said on Friday the Indians are going, and soon to be gone. The ball club announced on Friday that at the end of the 2021 season, the Indians will transition from the name they've been known as since 1915 and replace it with Guardians, one they hope inspires a new generation of fans. The name change, which has its supports and critics among Cleveland's fan base, ends months of internal discussion which triggered a national reckoning for institutions and teams to drop logos and names that are considered racist. Guardians is the fifth name in franchise history, joining the Blues in 1901, the Broncos in 1902, the Naps in 1903 to 1914, and the Indians from 1915 to 2021. The Royals were winners on Friday night as Ryan O'Hearn hit a three-run homer and Carlos Santana also connected as the Kansas City Royals beat Detroit 5-3, ending the Tigers' seven-game winning streak. The Tigers had been 7-0 since the All-Star break, and it was their longest winning streak since an eight-game run in 2016. Kansas City has won three in a row for the first time since June 4th. O'Hearn hit his eighth homer, giving the Royals a 4-1 lead in the fourth inning. Santana hit his 16th home run, a drive that barely made it over the right field fence in the fifth inning. Willie Peralta, 3-2 on the season, hadn't given up a hit against lefties on his slide 0-30 before Santana connected. Up next for the Royals, they're going to start Carlos Hernandez tonight, 1-1 on the season with a 4.91 ERA. The Cardinals' hope of a winning streak shot down last night by the Cincinnati Reds. Tyler Stevenson hit a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the eighth inning, and that rallied the Reds to a 6-5 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Friday night. Kyle Farmer, who also homered, led off the eighth inning with a single for his third base hit of the game. One out later, Jesse Winker walked to load the bases ahead of Stevenson. Joey Votto also had three hits for the Reds, who shook off long home runs by Paul Goldschmidt and Harrison Bader to maintain their hold on second place in the NL Central. St. Louis had won five of its last six games. The win was Cincinnati's second in seven games on the nine-game homestand. Goldschmidt launched a booming fly ball that sailed five rows deep into the second level in left center field in the first against Tyler Mahaly. Bader hit a line drive that would go deep as well. Up next for the Cardinals, they start right-handed pitcher Jake Woodford, who's 2-1 on the season. He earned his first major league win as a starting pitcher on Monday against the Cubs. And we get word today, right-handed pitcher Miles Michaelis is expected to pitch two innings in his first rehab appearance for AAA Memphis at Louisville on Saturday. Michaelis has been sidelined due to right forearm tightness since May 23rd. I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom Sports Network ESN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.